пішла я ткати килим, та й зустрілася я з милим, та й зустрілася я з милим. Як пішла я ткати килим, та й зустрілася я з милим, та й зустрілася я з милим. Постояла полонина, зупинилась на хвилину. Постояти я не встигла, як година пролетіла, як година пролетіла. Постояти я не встигла, як година пролетіла, як година пролетіла.
Zubrivka from Toronto opening this Mother's Day program with a song from their CD Večernetsi, which means evening party, and Posilala Mene Mate, my mother sent me. Dobrý večer i vitaju vás všich, šanovní radiosluchači, na radioprogramu Náš Holos, Radio Ukrajinského Koriňa. Pri mikrofoni Pavlína Makwari, děkuji, že rýšale perebute zi mnoju nastupnú hodinu. Hello there and welcome to Náš Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Pavlína. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program for you lined up, all pretty much mostly on a Mother's Day theme, as well as some new music and updates from the front. We've got a Rushnichok story for you with a very special Mother's Day blast from the past. As well, we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage coming up with Renata Hananets, and she's made some interesting discoveries on the Jewish-Ukrainian scene in Ukraine, so stay tuned for that. As well, we've got a book review by Myra Junik, Death of a Nightingale, set in modern-day Ukraine, as well as some flashbacks to the past. So all of that coming up, stay tuned for that as well. Our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, as I mentioned, much of it on a Mother's Day theme. So coming up next is Otvinta, and this is about a grandmother, Zakurela Baba Juravel.
quasi alla baba, conopel, conopel, pel, 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 conopel, pel, 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 conopel, pel, 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 pel,
Я його спіймаю,
я його спіймаю, журавля,
журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 ой, та журавля,
журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 журавля, бля, 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 ой, та журавля,
не ходив би,
не корив би, не топтав би коноплю,
не ходив би,
не корив би, не топтав би коноплю,
коноплю, бля, 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 коноплю, бля, 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 коноплю, бля, 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 ой, та коноплю,
коноплю, бля, 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 коноплю, бля, 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 коноплю, бля, 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 ой, та коноплю.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's heart.ca.
Tadistrik Sisters from Winnipeg, from their most recent CD, Domeloyi Zustrichi, Until We Meet Again. And that was Mamine Sorochka, Mother's Embroidered Shirt. Up next is a live recording captured off of YouTube, and this is a message going out to all the mothers listening right now, to mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, stepmothers, mothers-to-be, anybody that qualifies, and that is probably most women in one way or another. And of course, as we know, Ukraine is a matriarchal society, so let's throw in the motherland there as well. Here is Gloria with Mnoha Yalita.
Oh, довгоноге і благоє літо. Дякуємо вам за увагу.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Рідна мати моя.
Рідна мати моя. When did you first hear the song that is also called Рушничок? Was it Дмитро Гнатюк's recorded classical version? Or perhaps was it summer camp, next to a bonfire's fading embers? A mother's guiding her child to the edge of her community, pressing an embroidery called a rushnechok into her final goodbye. There is no other Ukrainian song that speaks to a mother's love the way this one does. The song evokes the tenderness, the dedication, the memories of Mama, but I love it for its optimism, and for the confidence that it inspires. It is that of a bird prompting her young to fly. The song offers no turning back. We fear that we will falter, but it is also filled with the wisdom of a woman who knows that each generation must take a mother's teaching, take their own calculated risks, and make her lessons their own. It was Taras Shevchenko who reminded a nation not to forsake what a mother has taught while learning new skills and navigating a foreign, a new, exciting, sometimes uncertain horizon. This Mother's Day, more than perhaps any other in recent memory, let's remember what our mother is asking of us. Keep the embroidery, keep the fabric of her rushnechok strong, but learn from the past, fly free, and make the future different. Make it better. From Rushnechok, Volume 1, a song about a piece of fabric and a mother's wish. It is the song behind our band's name, the woman behind all of your names, too. Here from our first album, Rydna Mati Moya, Rushnechok.
Rydna Mati Moya.
Зрадлива материнська
Ring to it, familiar sound, not quite from the past. It's not, but it has very distinct ties to the past, and a singer who was very, very popular for many years, still is. This is her daughter, Tanya Matvienko, daughter of Nina Matvienko, Ukraine's Nightingale, and that was her there teamed up with Vasel Bodnarchuk, and that was Lyubi Matusi, Nina Matvienko's famous recordings, and her daughter sounding similar, not the same, but carrying on that beautiful tradition of Nina Matvienko, Tanya Matvienko, and Vasel Bodnarchuk. And staying with the Mother's Day theme, we have Chetam Shenoff from Montreal up next, from their CD Postishka Khmri, Along Paths of a Dream, and a song about the mother-in-law, Nevistka.
Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. А я свою неньку не слухала, а я свою неньку не слухала. Полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Полюбила хлопця, хлопця молодого, полюбила, покохала. Колись була дівка, як та ружа, колись була дівка, як та ружа. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, маю мужа, маю мужа. Колись була дівка у квіточках, колись була дівка у квіточках. А нині невістка, а нині невістка, на головці хустиночка. Нині невістка, нині невістка, на головці хустиночка. Дівчина, тепер невістка, тепер невістка, не дівчина, не дівчина. Ще з колиськи матці не навчила, ще з колиськи матці не навчила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила. Щоб я рано хлопців, щоб я рано хлопців не кохала, не любила.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Rogatyn is a city located on the Gnila Lipa River in the Ivano-Frankivsk Oblast in western Ukraine. It is the administrative center of the Rogatyn Rayon. It was first mentioned in the historical documents in 1184 as a part of the kingdom of Galicia-Volyn. Its name seems to be derived from Ruthenia, the name of the region of the location. However, on the town's crest is the horn of a deer. This may explain the first part of the city's name. The Ukrainian word for horn is erich. Many deer live in the nearby forest. They were a part of daily life in the area. Today, Rogatyn remembers its Jewish history and past times. This is due in large part to local historian and retired teacher Mikhailo Vorobets. On a recent visit to Rogatyn, I was happy to meet this amazing man. Mikhailo Vorobets was born in 1934 in a village near Rogatyn. He devoted his life to teaching children at a local school. Although he retired last year, students still come to his house. During his lifetime, he collected and compiled information about Rogatyn. He interviewed older people, visited archives and libraries for researchers, and has written many articles. People often bring him old maps, photos, documents, because they know he is interested in history. His work is well known in the town. Whenever strangers come to town looking for information from the past, locals direct them to visit Mr. Vorobets. That was how I found him. Mr. Vorobets told me about the first Nazi atrocity in Rogatyn. He was just a boy of 7 when the Nazis murdered a large number of the city's Jews. He recalls his father's compassion for those people and how sickened he was at the sight of 2 big holes filled with dead bodies. 2 mass graves are located in the different part of the city, as well as 2 monuments to the victims of Nazis. Rogatyn still has 2 synagogues. During the Soviet period, one of them housed a bakery and now is a warehouse. The other houses a center for children's leisure activity. At this site is a memorial plaque commemorating the Jewish community that lived in the city for 600 years and was completely destroyed by the Nazis in the years of 1941-1944. Also, Rogatyn has 2 Jewish cemeteries, an old and a new one. Unfortunately, all that is left today are the remains of Matsevas, Jewish tombstones. The old cemetery is located next to one of the oldest wooden churches in district, adjoining to the Christian cemetery. Only a few Matsevas are in this cemetery, but there is a memorial dedicated to Holocaust survivors who came to Rogatyn. It was made in 1998. Also, there is an ohel, a structure built over a Jewish grave signifying the prominence of the person buried within. Ohelim range from small wooden brick or plaster structures to large buildings which include one or more graves, an area for visitors to sit and meditate, and a tombstone with Torah. People with Jewish roots visiting Rogatyn are always happy to find someone who remembers the city's Jews and honors their memory. They always end up becoming close friends with Mr. Vorobets, who is now responsible for all the Jewish sites in Rogatyn. The new Jewish cemetery was destroyed by the Nazis. Recently, however, a researcher named Marla Osborne, who had been researching her family history in Galicia, created something called the Rogatyn Matsevot Memorial Project. The mission of the Rogatyn Matsevot Memorial Project is to preserve the newly discovered gravestones and to commemorate ancestors who were buried in the Jewish cemeteries in Rogatyn. More about Marla and her project in the next episode of the Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. This is Renata Ganinets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaic and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Next, the Female Beat from Winnipeg, from their first CD, and the beat goes on. This is one of their most requested songs, as Joyce told me a little while ago, and it is certainly very apropos for Mother's Day. It is called the Dear Mother Waltz, Doraha Moya Mama.
Ha moya me and patiently teach me. I was so happy with you. You would protect me and patiently teach me. I was so happy with you.
Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knishka Corner, we will be discussing Death of a Nightingale, a Danish mystery about corruption in modern-day Ukraine. Death of a Nightingale, the third Nina Borg mystery by the Danish writing team of Lenny Kreber-Boll and Agneta Friis, explores the life of Natasha Doroshenko and her daughter, Rina. Their story provides a springboard to explore not only corruption in modern-day Ukraine, but also the history of Stalinist terror during the Holodomor. The opening chapter of the novel tells readers, in Stalin land, Stalin decides what is true and what is a lie. As the novel begins, 26-year-old Natasha Doroshenko has been accused of the attempted murder of her abusive Danish fiancé. Without warning, she is taken to the Copenhagen police station from her prison cell for interrogation. She originally fled Ukraine after the mysterious death of her journalist husband, once she realized that her life was in danger because of what she knew about powerful, corrupt Ukrainians. When she sees police officials from Ukraine outside the Danish police station, she knows that she must flee or face certain death. While she is on the loose, her Danish fiancé is murdered in a horrific fashion. Terrified, Natasha tries to get her daughter Rina before the corrupt Ukrainian officials do. Meanwhile, Rina, who suffers from chronic asthma, is being cared for by neurotic Nina Borg, a Danish Red Cross nurse who works with immigrants in legal limbo. Borg's obsession with helping the vulnerable has jeopardized her personal life, leading to her divorce. She suffers from a compulsion to save the ones no one else wanted to bother with. Her involvement with Natasha and Rena leads readers on a wild ride, which reveals a sinister and violent trail of corruption in Ukrainian society, business, and government. Running parallel to the story of Natasha is the story of Oksana and Olga, two sisters living in Ukraine in 1934. Their narrative provides the roots of the central mystery of the novel. They experience the horrific Holodomor created by Stalin's collectivization policies. Their family is destroyed, not just by hunger, but also by an unbelievable betrayal. Oksana becomes the nightingale when she chooses to sing for the communist authorities. Readers will be shocked by the portrayal of historical events in Ukraine and the final clever twist which connects Olga and Oksana to the present-day heroine, Natasha Doroshenko. The strength of this novel is its exploration of both modern-day and Stalinist Ukrainian society through a Danish lens. The novel reveals the poverty and desperation of modern-day Ukrainian refugees, as well as the corruption and oppression they are trying to escape in Ukraine. This elaborately plotted and fast-paced mystery alternates between a murder mystery in modern-day Denmark and a historical mystery from the time of Stalin's Holodomor. Both stories revolve around an incredible abuse of power by the ruling class. Scandinavian crime fiction traditionally has a heavy dose of social conscience. Death of a Nightingale focuses on the powerless newcomers to Denmark. There is also a strong feminist theme running through this novel. Natasha is a desperate single mother who is the victim of both physical abuse as well as psychological terror when her past comes back to destroy what is left of her family. The novel's storyline is very complex. Natasha's story unfolds slowly in the midst of numerous secondary characters. Both Nina Borg and Natasha Doroshenko are strong, interesting, but not necessarily likable characters. They have major psychological issues arising from their complicated histories. Running parallel to the modern-day mystery is the shocking story of Oksana and Olga in Stalinist Ukraine. The two stories seem unrelated, but come together at the end of the novel. It is well worth the wait. Death of a Nightingale may be a complex novel, but it is both thrilling and shocking at the same time. Readers will be sure to seek out the first two novels in the Nina Borg series after reading this novel. In 2007, Lene Kaberbøl was a widely published Danish writer of children's books, while Agnete Friis was making a living as a journalist. They first met to discuss collaborating on a children's book. Since 2008, the two writers have written three mystery novels together, The Boy in a Suitcase, Invisible Murder, and Death of a Nightingale, which was named one of the top 10 mysteries for fall 2013 by Publishers Weekly. Death of a Nightingale is available in both hardcover and ebook versions at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. On Friday, you can enjoy a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, kielbasa, and more. Doors are open from 5 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 604-274-4119 or visit ivanfranco.ca. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. Duo, the Chuchman sisters, Olesya and Andriana, from their CD Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights, and a song about a mother singing to her son about motherhood and the motherland. Up next is a brand new recording recently released by our good friend Ludwig Stepan Pasichnik in London, England, and he's teamed up with his daughters to sing a song about the motherland. Here he is now with a song called There's Two Kinds of People.
Condemnation, condemnation doesn't change the situation. Putting Hitler off today, who knows his final destination? Now they all express concern. The situation is unstable, and they say we should return to the negotiation table. Ever heard the terms invasion, occupation, annexation? Indecision all resulting in complete capitulation. Then they'll all repeat their lies again to try to justify that for the greater good of all, a country's freedom was denied. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you? As was many times before, we've got to see this to the end. To stand together yet alone, our nation's freedom to defend. They say the times have changed, but if we're talking of Ukraine, Stalin's, Hitler's and now Putin's real intentions stay the same. Be sure of this, you leaders of the West, you'll have to see your cowardice in history, recalled eternally. Your children and descendants will disown you and your names, ashamed that you betrayed a sovereign country called Ukraine. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you? Democracy depends on dictatorship is here. The gas they sell you hates you, but you have to live in fear. So free yourselves from all the devil Putin has to sell. Then hopefully he'll leave us be and crawl back into hell. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you? There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for change, and those who find the reasons it's got to stay the same. There's two kinds of people that we've got in this world. There's those who fight for truth, and those who find the reasons there's nothing you can do. So which of them are you?
And again, our friend Ludwig from London and his lovely daughters and his original composition recently released, There's Two Kinds of People. You can find the lyrics as well as the YouTube video, if you'd like to see them, at the blog page at the Nash Holos website, nashholos.com. And if you'd like to just go directly to his website, there's more information there. It's boycottrussia.co.uk. And please do visit the site, check out the YouTube video, and make sure to share it far and wide. It is certainly a message worth sharing. And many thanks to Ludwig and his lovely family for producing and distributing that outstanding musical message. Ну, ми ще скінчили нашу програму вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Треба думати і робити, щоб свою долю поліпшити. And our proverb of the week translates as, one has to think and work to change one's fate. Well, that just about wraps up another edition of Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. To finish up our Mother's Day musical theme, we'll take it home with the Playboy Band from Edmonton and Kazala Meni Mate. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks for listening and Dobranic!
Казала мій мати, сину жінеся, не ходи пойно, чатар волочеся, не ходи пойно, чатар волочеся. Тому я не винний, що переназемна, як у мама мала, так мені дала, як у мама мала, так мені дала. Зачекай до Петра, вона буде тепла, зачекай до Івана, буде, буде файна. Зачекай до Івана, буде, буде файна. Тому я не верний, що переназемна, як у мама мала,